I tell you another joke one time. One time it was a house, Hank rented. At night, you know, he don't bring up wood and make noise. You know, off his nose up there. Couldn't get his house rented. Says Hornet. It was Hornet, all right. And so one night, two cowboys come through town. So I heard you all got a house out here, won't rent it. Said it was Hornet. If you won't live there, so you can live there for a free rent. He said, all right, my brother and I rent it then. Lived there. So when I live there, make the noise, no breaking wood for the fireplace. So he told his buddy, he says, you go ahead, keep the noise up now. I'll go up there and see what that is. And they look up there. It was about a big old rattlesnake was up there. Mm. He didn't make no noise. Of course, he won't get out. The husband been up there about 3 years. So I guess that poor snake won't get out. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, he got him out. But he got him out alive. He shot that snake, killed it. Mm-hmm. Shot his snake twice, I think it was. These people were up the hill. He was shooting. He come down and watch what was it. He put him out and said, here it goes. Snake, I believe I let that whole thing live. So he enjoyed a little bit of life before he got killed. So that was a ghost. So he lived on that long there, free rent. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about this expression. Say if a man owned about 1,000 acres of land, mm-hmm. talking about the amount, you'd say that he owns a
lot of land.
Have you ever heard people around here say anything like, well, he sure has got right smart of land?
Yeah, or lots of land.
Mm-hmm. Mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Say if you met a friend of yours, if you were walking down the sidewalk one day and met a friend of yours, what would you probably say to them, you know, in the way of greeting them, asking about their health, mm-hmm. what would you probably say?
They might be asking sing when I have that bad feeling.
Would you ever say something like that to somebody you didn't know?
Uh-uh. They cross street for me, I can't worry about her. Mm-hmm. Cause she's diabetic. And the daughter's been with her last night. I knew what happened, I called her. The daughter ain't the phone, I told her. And she said, well, her husband's operated on. So she wants to spend the night with her mother, because she wants to take that long drive and come back here and see about her husband.
Mm-hmm. Talk about greeting people. How would you greet somebody around December 25th? You'd say, I hope you have a
Merry Christmas. I'd just say, I wish you had Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. I'll never forget one time I lived down here on West 5th Street. I go down to West 7th Street to get 5th, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I walk fast. This guy walked fast. I walk slow, he still walk fast. Kind of got me uneasy, you know? Because I hear so much things going on. So he got even with me. He says, excuse me, lady. He says, can you tell me where our Trinity Park at? No, yeah, I think it's called Trinity Park. He said, it's either called Trinity or City Park, you know? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, that's right over there. He thanked me, you know?
Yeah, yes, I know what you mean.
Some was called Trinity Park, some people call it City Park. Of course, it's out there by Trinity River.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Christmas, have you ever heard of any greeting that people say to each other the first time they see each other on Christmas morning? Maybe something they're supposed to say before the other person can say it to them?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.